in the Parshas, in Shlach, in the Mchet HaMeraglim, you have one of the two Chatoyim that were the main Chatoyim of Klal Yisrael, the Chet HaMeraglim and Chet HaEgel. In both of them were Pugamim, you know, that stand above all the other Nisyonis, are coupled together with the Asa Nisyonis, but these stand as, each one in its own right, as a separate Inyan. And understanding the chiluk between the chet, between the chatoyim, is important, and also understanding the tikkun, the malchut tikkun of each one was different. The most beilet of the places is that we find in the chet ha'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala seder of tefillah of shleishas emidus, and Hashem Hashem kerachum v'chanun, whereas in by the Chet HaMeraglim, it starts with Hashem Erech HaPayim, doesn't have Keil Rachum V'Chanun. So, and these are 3 meters, you know, these are 9 meters, they are 13 meters, a difference between the Mahalach of Tikkun, between the two of them. And it's important to understand the difference between those in Yanim. I mean, the Zohar speaks about it, but that is why I'm Shloilom, where Faket, it's Keilu, the Chet HaMeraglim was a weaker chet, so it didn't need so much kapara. Different mahalchim in understanding the difference between two. But depending, one of the difference that's veiled between the two is the difference between the 9 meters and the 4 meters and 13 meters. In the slichas and the slichas that we say, we make use of both of them. We say psukim from this and psukim from this. But it states that both of them, each one carries a separate element of kapara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a separate type of chet and a separate type of kapara. Another difference is in the haftacha Vayem Hashem Solach Yidvarecha, and the over here also by the chet ha'ego there is a Solach Yidvarecha, whereas over here there's an added pasuk Vayem Hashem Solach Yidvarecha v'ulam chai oni v'yimolei chved Hashem et kol ha'aretz. There's kilu haftacha or a zelum asel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says chai oni v'yimolei chved Hashem et kol ha'aretz. A very powerful pasuk. You don't have that by the Chet HaMeraglim. Also in the Selicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Chet HaEgel, he speaks about them that, you know, that Mitzrayim will say that B'roi Tziyam and so on, which over here in the Chur, it's also similar. But the one difference is, in Shlach, he says, Va'ato yigdal na koyach Hashem kasha dibata lemar. There's, over here there's an increase, kavi yochol, yigdal na koyach Hashem, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechap and soleach. Also interesting that the Shem over here is written Aleph Dalet Nun, which is very rare in Torah and Yanim. Va'ato yigdal na koyach Hashem is written Aleph Dalet. The Reishim L'Doris left from the Chet HaMeraglim is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which means the beginning of Golos. The Malach of Golos is Sai Chet HaEgel, it's Chet HaMeraglim Sai L'Doris. And also in the Midbar, the Pshat is there was a Mahalach of Golos that he told them that for 40 years they would now wander. The Midbar, by Midbar Zayipa Pigrechem and so on, it was a Mahalach of Golos coming from both of them. There's a Chazal that says, it's a Medrash Lekach Toiv, that says that B'shor she'Yisrael choytun l'fanecha v'ato soleach lehem m'loy k'voyed Hashem asoretz. In other words, it says when Klal Yisrael goes between the Goyim, it says over there, and they choyt up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they think that nidon l'kloy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu soleach lehem, there's an element of Kvod Shemayim. So l'chura, it's kilu meram is that the Mahalach of Golos on Klal Yisrael, there's a Gilu Kvod Shemayim Bein Ha'amim. The Gilu Kvod Shemayim Bein Ha'amim that happens is specifically over here from the fact that they go on Golos because of the Chatoyim, and l'chura the Oimed for Kloya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saleach Lem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kvod is Mezgala Bein Ha'amim. So l'chura the Golos that happened in Tisha B'Av night is a Hemshech of this Mahalach over here. So I'd like to understand that specific L'chura Tzakeat, L'chura, another person sins and he doesn't get punished for it. There's this Inyev Chil Hashem. So where's the Kvod Shemayim that's Miskal over here? Okay, so let's be misbrain a little bit and understand the Sherish in Inyanim. In the Inyanim of Emuna, there are two phrases, there are two Inyanim that seem to quite tie together. There's Emuna and Bitochen. Emuna and Bitochen go together, and Lechura are just two expressions of the same Sheirish. If we say a person is not Patech, he's not a Maimon, but it's not true. It's lab dafka. We understand the koichas anefesh. There are a lot of people that are maminim, but are not beitchim. Where is the hevdel between emuna and bitochen? The whole mitzvah of bitochen is an expression of what? What is the expression of bitochen in the mitzvahs in the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, in the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the kav yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kodei v'atzmai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yochel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kadman chol nivrayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu levada is a bal koyach, and so on. In that inyan, to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'koyach to do something, that's called emuna. Emuna means that you maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like if a person is a ne'eman. So the person is, it means that it's a koyach in the person that if he promises something, he comes across with it. That's the koyach of emuna. So at how much a person is semech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'yicholus to do something. There's a second nekuda, and this is a much subtler and harder nekuda to be aiming on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah has to learn on somebody. For instance, let's say I promise somebody I'll give him $100. So if I'm a ish ne'emon, then I'll do it. You know, when I promise, that's when it will happen, and I'll give him the money. Let's say the person that I promised the money to became a shaita. He was nishtata. And I take a look at him. I you know, the time comes, I'm supposed to give him the money. The person is a chasadas. The person is not, it became a shaita. I can't give him the money because he'll lose it. So I don't give it to him until he becomes better. So here the pshat is, the person, it's not a chosin and a monis of the person that's supposed to do it. The chisorin is mitzad mekabel. Mekabel can't receive it. I promised somebody I would take him on a trip. And a person promises his child to take him a trip. And he keeps his word and never promises. But the child can't have pneumonia. So it's not the pshat that it's, and I don't take him. So it's not the pshat that it's a chisorin mitzad mekabel. But the person can trust me. So if I promise the child I'll take him on a trip, the child can trust the parent if he's a ne'eman that he'll keep his word. But the child can't say he's sure that he's going to go on the trip, because mechateisa, he's going to be holding by it in when the time will come. He might be sick. He might not be well. He might have something that's very important, a very important test. And to take him on a trip now would be ruining his whatever it is. Those are all in Yonim that mitzad mashpia, there was a mokim to be mashpia. Mitzad mekabel, there is no mokim to mekabel. So wherever you have a chaluka of a mashpia and a mekabel, then emuna is mitzad the giver. Mitzad mashpia is, will it be b'cholos? Will it be ne'emon? Will he want to keep it? Will he have negias? And then there's a second half that's mitzad mekabel. So klapa Kodesh Baruch Hu, we understand that there's a mahalach of that a maimon, somebody who's not a maimon, doesn't believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu has all the kaya. Mitzad the person who is believes that a different kaya is involved, and over avodah zarah v'chulu, all those are in yonim that are pagim in emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen starts a little bit differently. Bitochen is like this. In as much as a person, is not betech, that he's going to be healthy tomorrow. So it could be because he's lacking in emunah. He's lacking in emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the mechaye and mechayim of the bria. and the male, that's where he's lacking. There's a second inyan where a person feels in two shades. First of all, there is a tchum in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left over to Adam. And the area of Tzinim HaPachim, the Mashal, where, exactly like we learned in Taisvis, Tzinim HaPachim, we say, is Bidei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chutz Tzinim HaPachim. So the Mela Be'etzim, the Tzinim HaPachim, if a person is not Nizher, if a person goes out when it's cold, and so if he's a Peshea, if he's a Peshea and Ma'ab, that's Meladas, then definitely the person can kill himself. A person has a ability to kill himself. But unless the person has to go out for bar mitzvah, whatever it is. So a person can say, I really don't know what's going to happen because it's a mokum sakana, and this chelik of the Bria was given over to Adam. Mitzad the mekablim, this chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kept out, and it's totally in Adam. So, and it's right. The same thing is true, even more subtle. And we'll see about Shema Yigam Achet. But meanwhile, the Mahalchim of Ishtadlus are those areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Masa the Adam. And the Hanhaga that we see in the world is that Hanhaga of Masa the Adam. The way in which, so the Gemara says over there, Taisus brings down the Gemara where he asked him for a bracha. And he told him, Rachmana l'shivzivcha mi... Shrava or Mitzinsa, whatever the Gemara there, Tzinsa, he told him to wear. So call it Mishrava, he told him that's a good bracha. So Tosfos says, how's the Shaykh? So Tosfos answers, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be goyim that he has a house, yes, where there's shade and cell and so on and so forth. So that means like this, that on that tchum where it's telling in the mushpa, then certainly it's up to the Adam. And certainly there's a lack, the mahalach on the surface of it is Talib de Adam. But even in that mahalach, there's a deeper mahalach where Seif Kol Seif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is Talib, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is Megal itself within that mahalach. It's a deeper mahalach in Videi Adam. A person makes his shtadlus. The ma'isim that we have in Bitochen are ma'isim that are all... Derech HaTevedik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhaga worked itself in Derech HaTeved. And in some ways it's a much harder Nekudah to be aimed on. Because on the one hand, it's the area of where it says, Vasaftas Ganecha. It's the area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Mahalach of Teva and Mekablim, and it's totally the Tzinu Mepachim is telling the Adam. And V'chozeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Eichatimtza how to be megal himself within that mahalach of levushim. That is the mitzias of that's the mitzias of these mahalachim. So you have emuna is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia, is he bal yecholos or not? What is he doing? And then there's a second shaila. Can HaKadosh Baruch Hu go into those areas that are totally bidei Adam lehedya or not? A deeper nekuda we said is Shema Yigam Achet. Well, let's first explain about the chiyuv bitochen itself. The Gemara says it's a medrash in Tehillim. It says Rabbi Machoivim leRasha. A Rasha has a lot of tzeres. But a person is bateach in Hashem chesed seveno. So Chazal say, "Afilu Rosha hu ubateach b'Hashem chesed seveno." Now, as the pasuk reads as one, Rabbi machoivim leRosha. A Rosha mitzad is rishis, has a lot of machoivim. Vabateach b'Hashem chesed seveno. So the mitzias of a person who is so Chazal say, even if he's in Russia, he's still, if he's Bateach Hashem, it's Chesed Zevena. So what's the pshat? It's foolhardiness. The person himself is a Russia. He does call Davasa, and because it's the person is Bateach Hashem, that things will be good. I mean, Mechateisa. The Chavis Salvava says, when he speaks about bitochen, he says that the mid of absolute bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu without ishtadlus is only ray for tzaddikim gemurim. It's not ray for someone else. The Pashto Pshat, we saw the Ramban once or twice, also we saw where the Ramban speaks about as a mahalach mala ray for Beis Hashem, chulu. But here it's mashma fakir. Here in Chazal it's mashma that for beteach Hashem afilu rashu, beteach Hashem chesed soyvena. Mechateisim. The Torah says it's a darga in emuna where a person there has that maisi ha'adam are safe also with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not talking about, I mean, somebody who's foolhardy, somebody who is reckless, and he says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it, that's not bitachon. Bitochen means where the person that has a muna all the way that maisa adam won't get him any place. If a person, imagine, let's take an example. A person goes out to steal money because he has a yitzhar for money, he has a chamda for money. And as he's stealing it, he has a sinking feeling. He knows that he'll never get to use the money because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a person use things that were not gotten, were ill-gotten. Somebody once told me, a chav of mine, there was a certain type of money he didn't want to use, a certain type of income that he felt wasn't right. And he took it because, whatever reason, I was in a spot to take it. And he told me afterwards, believe me, that I wasn't nana for one proof of it, because somehow, month after month, I always had an extraordinary expense that wiped out that extra income that I felt wasn't right to take. So imagine the person is doing it. So the person is megala an emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a makom that l'chura is furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in a kli kibul of a chayta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also mashpia. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself bar kochach of the chayta, even in such a makom. That mahalach is the mahalach of bitachon. So it's not the pshat. We're talking not the sense of recklessness. It's the pshat that the there's a certain gili, the person who's nispata to an avera, but in his mind he knows that averas don't get any place because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his way in the end. That is that mahalach of vavateach Hashem chesed soyven. So you have emuna, which is emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have bitachon, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be megala himself and fearis his rotzen wherever it is, no matter how low down it is, and no matter how shuffled the makom is. And the ultimate in that is chayt. So the Rosho is v'teach v'Hashem, meaning that he sits and knows that no matter what he's done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get his way in the end, that by him there's also chal this mahalach of chesed soyvenu, because the person understands he's surrounded by chesed Hashem. It's a tremendous amkus mitzad the chayta, because every chet carries itself, I'm doing what I want to do, because that's what I feel like doing, and in every chet there's an akuda of keilu kfir, rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afkav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the beiteach Hashem is be'etzem. He gets no time out of that vera because there has that in this mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also go where he wants him to go. There's a medrash, a psikter of Kahana, a very sharp lashon which the Ilmali Chazal would tell us we couldn't possibly say it, but it goes on an inyan that's Omid Rumi Shoylem Bat Yaakov Avinu. It says, Melamed shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov soro shel bavul oila v'yored shel madai oila v'yored v'shal yavn oila v'yored. On the sulam that Yaakov Avinu saw in his cholam, he saw the malachim olam v'yorden. That's the soro shel madai and the sor and the sar shel yavn and so on. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov, af ato oila, go up, ba'oyse shor nesyor Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu became scared. V'amei said, Shema chas v'sholom k'shem shele eilu yirida afliken. maybe just like these malachim, this serim go down, I'm also going to go up for a while and come down again. You shouldn't be scared. If you will go up, then you will not have a Yirida Olamis. V'loy hemin v'loy ola. And he wasn't maimin, and he wasn't, and he didn't go up. Also, Moshe, only Chazal could be megalit. Omer Abrachia v'Reb Chelba b'shem Epshim b'yachoy. Reb Meir ha'yadirish. It's a pasuk tilam. It's in Perek Ayin Ches, where the Perek goes through all the Nisan and Flos HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim. And then it says, B'chol zois chotu oid v'lei haminu b'nifloisav. They still sinned, and they didn't believe in his neflois. Ze avinu Yaakov sh'lei hamin v'lei ola. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu lei hamanto v'lisa oid lei yoradito. Ta'achshos lei hamanto v'lisa asidin b'nech sh'mishtab medal v'malchis. So Chazal are Omer here on a devil Oyem v'Noyer. The Leshem speaks about it by Richus. Yaakov Avinu he teaches the pasuk from the Chaim. The Chozer is Chotu Oid v'Leyaminu b'Nefloisav. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they were Chotu Oid. Since they were over, they said we can't rely on those Neflos because we are Chaita. The pasuk is they were chayte in the fact they didn't believe in the flaws. The Lashem teaches it because they knew they would be chayte, they didn't believe in the flaws. So Chazal tell us that Yaakov, the pagam in Yaakov Avinu, why Yaakov Avinu's mahalach wasn't shalom, was because he didn't believe that there could be a matziv that even after chet they wouldn't be yoyrit. To understand that it would be Oila and never be Yerid again, that Yaakov Avinu was lacking in that Emunah, and on that the Pasuk says, V'loy Hemin b'Nefloisav. The ultimate Nehemin b'Nefloisav is the understanding that wherever a person is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it from there. It also speaks about Arichos, because it's a big Machum Tos. On the one hand, Yiras Chet is supposed to be awesome. A person is supposed to understand the chisaron and the avada in chait, and meidach gisa, the person is supposed to understand that wherever he is, then there's a mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him back. It's not only, the person in Torah Shabbat is considered the biggest kaifas acher. The kfira was not only that the beginning of mahalach where he had his kashas and his tears. It's when he heard a baskel of Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'acha that he didn't dare past it, that in that mahalach of Shuvu Banim Chutz Me'acha, there's also a mokum for Acher also. So in the Shema Yigrei Machet, it's a tviya on Anoshim Gdolim, so a person that doesn't have that Eman Pachat because he doesn't have the year of Chet, he's stam a grabiyung. But the person who has the Yiras HaChet, and that a person is supposed to have, understanding what Chet is, and yet the person understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, even such a Kli, be Mashpia, is lacking that Mahalach. So the Yaakov Avinu's Pagam, like it says, HaYiras Shema Yigrem HaChet, like as I'll say, was a Tvi on Yaakov. Yaakov should have understood that there's a makom where the chet can't be goyim either. And that's why it says, that was the shayish where Klai Yisrael couldn't get a tefis in Eretz Yisrael l'olam, because if they had that chet destroyed Klai Yisrael, then it did in fact, and they went into Golas. So you have the emunah bitachon, and the two chatoyim, the chet ha'egel was a chet in emunah. Chet Ha'egel was a pgam of Avodah Zarah. It was a pgam where they were oimed in the Sheirish. They were toya. They thought there's another koyach. However, we understand those in Yanim, but it's a remez of Avodah Zarah. So there's a shemitz of Avodah Zarah and a kfirim beikar over there. In Parsha Shlach, the pshat was. It wasn't a pegiah anymore in Emunah. it was a pkia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not being able to shtel avek Klal Yisrael where it should be. In other words, in the lashon of what the Ummus would say in Mitzrayim, in by Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki beroi tziyam, tziyanim eretz Mitzrayim, the tviya was, people would say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, then there was a pogrom in the Etzem Yitzia. In other words, the pogrom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not carrying Kaisel to Eretz Yisrael is because there was Ra in the Etzem Yitzor from Mitzrayim. The Shirish was pogrom. The Kaviyochel, the Kavana wasn't Beseder. In by the Chet HaMeraglim, it says, Ki bilti yecholes Hashem lavyanu. It's the shevish was good, but it stretches only up to a certain point. It can't go into Canaan for whatever reasons. In the Yeshiva Arts, there's a mokaim kaviyochol where Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ashkocha doesn't go. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's ashkocha is perfect where it starts from. It radiates tohor from the shevish, and it goes up to a certain point and stops. Like a person has a lamp that doesn't reach another point. It could be because the lamp is broken. It's not strong. Or could be because that point is closed and light can't go in. So built yecholes lavi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pushed and he brought us out, but he couldn't make that final push into the mahalchim of Metzias of teva in the mahalchim of Eretz Yisrael, which is a makom of teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make that final push. Kaviyachol. That was the difference between the two mahalchim of the mahalach of the pgam of the Chil Hashem that would come out from Chet HaEgel to be a clear Klal Yisrael, and the Chil Hashem that would come out from the Chet HaMeraglim. The difference in Yud Gimidus, the Shlevi says, the Midas that are missing are Rachum v'Chanun. Hashem Hashem ki Rachum v'Chanun, and it starts with Erech HaPayim. Rachum and Chanun are, let's take Rachum, which is the primary midah. The midah of Rachum is a midah that shtels of tzu to the other person. In other words, when a person has rachmanis on someone else, it's because I shtels of tzu to the other person. I feel the other person. I live his pain, so to speak. That's a midah of Rachum. The midah of Chesed and the midah of Erech HaPayim are midahs of goodness. Knows the world should be run with a mid of taiva, and I'm being made to like that. If the person has an inborn mida where he wants to do things for people, he never saw the person that he's being made to do. But it's a tefisa of a taiva in a certain sense. It's a higher dagger in a certain sense. The mida of rachum requires shtol zuchtu to another person. To be merachem on somebody means I have to put myself in the other person's shoes and connect with the other person at some level. The chet of Meraglim was a certain hafkar on that malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was an emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can shtol zichtzu to someone not deserving. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be chal on those makom of where teva is chal, where the olam of teva and ra and schar and oynish is chal, that was lacking. So that's what the Chazal say in the Medrash, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel Klal Yisrael on the Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered becomes nafutz bein ha'amim, because the ra that the amim have, the hester that the amim have is because they ultimately don't adhere themselves a kli kibul for hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They declared themselves as being menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of a chayta has two issues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the chelik of taiva, where the person says, I want to do this, I have a tremendous chayta to do this, and I can't stop myself. That's the first. The second akuta, the person says, what am I, amal rasha malachol esapo chukai. Well, I mean, what do I don't have a business learning a davening when I'm doing this and this and this and this aveira. So the second part that comes after every Avera is a certain kfira that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can still have a shaykhus to the person where he is. If I did this and this wrong, how can I sit and learn now? So that's it. So the person is mafkia himself from Aveda, because he also doesn't dehead that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could come through where he's holding now. Umas Ha'olam, as Umas Ha'olam, there's two mahalchim. First of all, they want to do, this one wants to do Le Tirtzach, this one wants to do Le Tignoif, this one wants to do Le Tinaf. Each one has his own Avera, Mikreach, Taiva, and Atiya. And B'meila, they're not Mekabel the rest of the Torah either. B'meila, the Pshat is, we're not partners. There's in Umas Ha'olam have Sarim instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's it. They live with a certain level of Hashkacha that excludes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Metzias, the daily Metzias. When they see that Kalal Yisrael Nizgala Beino Umas, and that because they were Chayta, and they see that within the Mahalach of Chet, of Kalal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through, it's a gilu that even Chet itself can't be master a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no hiding place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Olam of Chet. Even the Acher can't say at a certain point that, listen, it was maybe my fault, but where I'm now, there's no Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And that gilu of Kret Shemayim, Kalal Yisrael going into Golos specifically spelled it out, because they were going into Golos is where the Chet put them in the same position as Umas Ha'olam. They're meruchek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, menudah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where they are. Like it says in Chukosai, maybe you'll say, since your rabbi is over Avodah Zarah, I should also be Avodah Zarah, because I'm shayach to Metzias of Avodah Zarah. And over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soleach ha'meichel and brings him back. It says, the Gemara Menachos says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that Rav Ashi says, b'sfarim diyukna, I found, afkana matzasi, I found this farm that I'm a duyuk, that the ches, the roof of the ches sharpens on the top. It goes up with a little, with like an upside down V. Leima, chai hu berumei shel oilam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives berumei shel oilam. In other words, in as much as Ches is meramed on Chiyus, then there's a certain element of it being above the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is killed lemaila from the world. And over here, so in the Chet of Meraglim, there was the Mahalach of the Gam and the Chet. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaykh l'rumah shel olam, and he's not shaykh to here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'ata yigdal no koyach Hashem. The Shem of Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun, written, as opposed to Yudkei Vavkei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the Sheirish, mitzad the ultimate, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is, that's music of Yochel. It's the deepest deher we have in Sheirish of Alikus. That's the Shem Avaya. And that belongs to that is kilu the sheirish. Aleph Dalet Nun, the way it's written, if it's written like that, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a doin kol aretz. It's the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's miramez to the lowest hashkacha, to the hashkacha that's most involved in this world. That's the shame Avos is miramez to the midah malchus. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world at its lowest level, that there is nothing that excludes HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this world. That no matter how much misterim a person puts up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. So when he finished that, he said, V'ulam chai oni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a chai in the sense that is chai berume shel olam. But v'yimolei kved Hashem es kol ha'aretz. That they will see that kved Hashem is v'yimolei kol ha'aretz. The pagam that they did was, they said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai berume shel olam, and that's it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'ulam, he said, chai oni v'yimolei chved Hashem es kol ha'aretz. the Zinyanim as they relate to Dora Midburn and Chet Eagle and Chet of the Dora of the Meraglim, and those are our Inyanim, the Imbibun Shalaylam, the Shrashim of Paisro. But Lididenu, it's Nagea, first of all, understanding the Midas Bitachon. The Midas Bitachon is another facet of Emunah, and it's wrong when you hit somebody over the head and you say, do you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how can it be that you won't do this? If you don't believe, and if you don't believe this is going to happen, you don't really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true. Emunah is a mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmoy, and the half of that is kfir of it, is there, and so on. That's one half of it. And people, Kleisel has both in TV Emunah in the Sheresh in the Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Yochel and so on and so forth. Midas Bitochen has to wrestle with those areas that a person understands there's another Mahalach. The Iker Mahalach of Binyan Olam Hazeh is Vasachas Ganecha. The Iker Mahalach of this world is that a Rosh is Meis Berishay and a Tzadik is Chai B'Munasay. Those are the real Mahalach of the world. And Chas V'Shalom, a person who comes along and lightly just brushes it off, and he translates laziness as bitachon, and apathy towards averus as bitachon, then that person is taka rasha. That person is taka b'yadayim, being menatik himself on Kadosh Baruch Hu. But for the person who is oisek in ishtadlus, and understand that after the person has done all his hechetimtzus v'tzinim v'pachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will still be goyim this way or that way, that the Hashkach can work around it, like I said. So the person understands, I'm doing it because that's the Mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Adam to do. But the Cholzeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of it is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, not what I did. I did because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to do. But the end of it, that's why Bitochen is expressed a lot of times. People make a mistake when they learn it up in Musa's firm. In the Chavis Avav, it speaks about how wonderful a Baal Bitochen, he sleeps at night and his digestion is fine and nothing, he's not under nervous tension and he's fine, he's relaxed. I mean, that's true if you believe you end up like that. That's not a reason to be a Boteach. I mean, if you don't believe, then, I mean, just telling me that if you're Boteach, you'll be relaxed, it's not a reason to be a Boteach. What he's saying is, Midas HaBitochen doesn't preclude, it doesn't show itself in the Ishtadlus. The person is, unless the person is an extraordinary Madrega, in Bitochen, the person's Ishtadlus is a Ishtadlus of the Derech Olam, what's normal. But the outcome of it, the person is Boteach Hashem. Where we see the difference between Boteach and the person who's not a Baal Bitochen is not in the level of Ishtadlus necessarily. In the normal Ishtadlus Olam, the difference lies in afterwards. The one who's not a Baal Bitochen, he's not at ease, because maybe this, maybe that. The one who's a Baal Bitochen said, I did what I should have done, I was into my chayv. This is it. And weiter, that's with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the deeper area, in the Olam of Averis and Chatoyim and the Mokum with its Pechir and Aveda, which is the Etzem that Mahalach of Maisi Adam, over there it's harder. So on the one hand, a person has to understand the Gedol of Chet, and how much it's pagim, and how much it's master person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with the full awareness and the full kavod rosh. But every time a person does an avera, every time a person does something wrong, a person has to understand that if he continues vaita to do right, with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of taking the good out of the bad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of guiding a person. There is no way a person, there's no makom in the world and no makom in the Nefesh Adam where a person can exclude HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person over there is creating a Kiddush Hashem. The person over there is V'ata Yigdal No Koyach Hashem Koyach Abnus Dafke. The one place a person can't be Magdal Koyach of Yudke Vavke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avaya is completely independent of Maisa Adam. and there is no makom over there for a person to affect it. It's only Shaykh Mekhel Hashem that the goyim will say this and that. But there is no gdula. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person goes all the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichon Seleach, and it's totally with the person's akshanis. If the person says, despite how many machoivim the Rasha has, he's still a Boteach Hashem, then his chesed is Sevenu. It's the